rated sites. Content pops up that you cannot ignore. It is literally coming at you from every direction. And all of this is by design to further wield power over a people by first demoralizing them and in the end enslaving them. Piggybacking on this are the big tech companies, which are also promoting that which is subversive to the American government, such as Twitter, Google, Facebook, etc. I have found Twitter to be the absolute worst, as I would scroll through their live feeds and having pop-ups come out of nowhere from semi-porn sites to blatant pornography sites. You then go to block the image only to find that Twitter then saves it. You then look to the source of the images or film only to delete the pages that have sexually explicit content on them, while new ones at the same time pop up and adhere to your feed, which only leads you back to what you just similarly deleted. I had to personally delete 37,000 friends so I would not have to see their filthy feeds any longer. You may even want to check out what sort of movie content that you may have in your homes. Many actors and actresses you will find have compromised themselves in selling their souls for the world that they desire to have through advocating sexual promiscuity. In Luke 4, 5 through 8, "And the devil said, taking him up into the mountain," that being Jesus, "showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." And what did Jesus answer to the enemy of men's souls? Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." How destructive is the choice of watching pornography? Every second, 28,258 users are watching pornography on the internet. $3,075.64 is being spent on pornography on the internet. 372 people are typing the word adult into a search engine. This is every second. Now, every day, 37 pornographic videos are created in the United States. 2.5 billion emails containing pornography are sent or received. 68 million search queries related to pornography. 25% of total searches are generated. 116,000 queries related to child pornography are received. This is every day. How online pornography affects Americans. About 200,000 Americans are classified as porn addicts. 40 million American people regularly visit porn sites. 35% of all internet downloads are related to pornography. 34% of internet users have experienced unwanted exposure to pornographic content through ads, pop-up ads, misdirected links, or emails. One-third of porn viewers are women. Family and marital pornography stats. The negative effects of pornography do not end after development. They can be just as harmful to families as marriages. According to the National Coalition for the Protection of Children and Families, in 2010, 47% of families in the United States reported that pornography is a problem in their home. Pornography use increases the marital infidelity rate by more than 300%. 40% of people identified as sex addicts lose their spouses. 58% suffer considerable financial losses, and about 33% lose their jobs. 68% of divorce cases involve one party meeting a new paramour over the internet, while 56% involve one party having an obsessive interest in pornographic websites. Friends, pornography is the fuel to the fire concerning rape, sodomy, pedophilia, sex trafficking, and the list goes on. And yet, it is promoted around the clock? Maybe this explains why pornography was illegal in America, and according to law, friends, it still is. Denmark was the first country to legalize pornography in 1967. And the following year, the United States Supreme Court, acting outside of their scope of authority once again, held that the people could view whatever they wished in the privacy of their own homes. What is even more diabolical about all of this is when...
How is God glorified in us, and we in Him, by His grace? What does His grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him? By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 23 hours later. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, is it true all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players? They have their exits and they have their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. Isn't that what we see in the midst of politics? Yes. Who said that? William Shakespeare said that. He was exactly right. Now, I'm just going to bring this out. I'm just going to show you concerning this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Again, friends, the saga continues. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just laying this information out there for your candor, okay? That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to bring about assumptions outside of the fact that you're being lied to again. And again, and again, and again. For example, September 11th, day after September 10th, obviously there, when Charlie Kirk was allegedly assassinated, it's interesting how right away the TPUSA guys were all acting strangely. There were signs being thrown all over the place. And right after this allegedly happened, there was no blood, no autopsy, no video of the hospital entrance or exit, and the list goes on. That's just literally the tip of the iceberg, okay? But what's interesting about it, friends, on September 11th, a guy went over to where the assassination allegedly took place, and outside of the fact that the day before, all of that was completely wiped out by the TPUSA employees, right? We've seen him pull down the cameras. We've seen him move everything around. As a matter of fact, what took place right in the eyes and the faces in the front of the faces of the American people was a crime being committed by your federal government, namely the FBI. Because we also know that the EMTs were pushed away from helping this situation with Charlie. We have that on film now. More films slowly coming out as they're leading the American people about by dangling that carrot in front of their noses little by little to keep them distracted from being undermined, because that's in fact what's going on here. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because September 11th, the guy goes there, starts taking pictures of everything. He's arrested, and then he's let go the very next day without bond. Okay, so again, it's just stranger and stranger. All the well-known Cash Patel fired people from the FBI a week and a half, 2 weeks before this alleged assassination. So everything was all pre-scripted. We see that by the fines on Google from Tel Aviv, from Chicago to Utah to Washington, D.C. People are digging in, friends. And what they're finding is that we're being lied to again and again and again. But really what it goes back to is Shakespeare. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely they're players. That's what he said. They have their exits and their entrances. Well, we're seeing that right now, for example, from none other than the dignitary, we're told. If you don't know the definition of what a dignitary is, it's a person considered to be important because of his high rank. Well, in America, folks, what we see is they're not dignitaries, they're scoundrels. And they're put up because they're extorted. Like, for example, none other than J.D. Vance, right? He's a pharmaceutical investor. I don't know if people are aware of that. Probably not, because they don't want to be aware of that, because then they'd have to respond to the truth, realizing that that truth demands a response, and they don't want to have to respond to it because, again, they want to live their own selfish lives. But just a couple days ago, we had Erica Kirk, Lumpy, come out in leather jeans. No joke. In leather jeans. Again, everything about it's weird. Everything about it's off. It's a psyop, said Catherine Ostfitz. And she's exactly right. Because nothing makes sense. That is the definition. And that is the recipe for conspiracy. You can call it a theory all that you want to. You're the one that's the pawn on their board if you don't realize it by now. But if you look at the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, and also Jeremiah 11:9, you're going to find out that conspiracies are very real. And as a matter of fact, you're living in one of them continuously in the United States of America. And furthermore, most people know just that. But let me go back to J.D. Vance. This is the guy that was calling Donald Trump a Nazi. This is the guy that was saying he needed to vote for Hillary Clinton and just this, that, and the other thing. And then once he's the vice president, Donald Trump becomes the coolest thing since sliced bread. You know how it works. That's what politicians do. And again, politicians are slang word, friends. They're supposed to be statesmen, those that uphold the law, not tear it down. But what I have on social media platforms right now is a picture SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and BeforeIt'sNews.com of J.D. Vance being now one of those that was given the microphone to speak to the college students across the country, along with Marco Rubio, along with Donald Trump, along with all of these other politicians that are extorted Zionists. And Americans still haven't figured out what's going on. And all of those said Christians that are supporting all of this don't realize that, again, they're the pawns on the board. They're geofencing them. They're tracking them. They're monitoring them. Just wait a second, friends. Just wait a second. Let me go back to J.D. Vance. I got a picture of him hugging Lumpy, Erica Kirk, with her tight black jeans on. And interestingly enough, she's hugging him as if it was her husband, with her hands going through or her fingers going through his hair. No joke. You can't make this up. You know, somebody sent that out earlier and said, what's that all about? I said, that's purpose. It's to lower the morale. It's, again, demoralizing the people. This is, they have no respect for the people anymore. They're mocking the people at every given level. And just to prove it, so it's not coming from me. And again, I'm just throwing this out for your candor. Nothing more, nothing less, right? I'm not coming up with assumptions here outside of the fact that these are actors, as Shakespeare rightly said. But we have people on the inside of TPUSA now coming forward. And what they're doing is they're masking themselves off, and they're starting to tell the truth of what is in fact going on inside TPUSA. Now, I'm not going to play this right now, but I'm going to play it right on the other side of this hard break that we got coming up on us. Now, before I do that, please go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, social media platforms. Also, check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it has been doing since the beginning, since the inception of ministry, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because there's a lot of people out there that say they don't believe something that they really believe, and you know what they really believe by how they act. Romans 1:16, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
It's just muck, people. It's just muck.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Somebody just said Happy Halloween. No. Nope. You guys understand what's going on during this day, right? There's a lot of human sacrifice taking place. We're not going to celebrate his holiday. Furthermore, we should know better than that. Here's the other thing. You know what it's all premised on, right? Druids. Back in the day. Medieval times, friends, druids used to go around from castle to castle and knock on the doors, and they would knock on the doors and say trick or treat. In other words, give me something that you possess or we're going to put a curse on your house. Just so y'all understand what you're partaking with, right? I just want you to know that. I mean, just ask an ex-Satanist or one that's willing to come out and tell you what it's all about. Because, friends, you have no business whatsoever entertaining the enemies
the minions of hell or the enemies of hell in any sense of the word. This is not a holiday, friends. They can call it whatever they want to call it. And isn't it interesting, all the kids coming from the churches that are the ones out there encouraged to go out and have a little Halloween treat by trick-or-treating, not having no idea as to what is going on. You know, Christian parents sending their kids out dressed up as little devils or demons. Isn't that crazy? Well, it just shows you what they're all about, right? Absolutely. Folks, if you're just joining us right now, I just wanted to let you know that all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players, said Shakespeare. And I'm highlighting right now some odd behavior. It doesn't surprise me. And moving to this, friends, it's interesting how somebody said to me, you know, look what's going on here. I said, it's just there to demoralize the people. Does this look like a dignitary to you? It's a picture of J.D. Vance, pharmaceutical investor, hugging Erica Kirk, lumpy. She's got black tight leather pants on, and she's got her fingers running through his hair. No joke. No joke. That's not what dignitaries do. He's a married man, friends. He's a married man. But what I want to do is I want to go forward. Hang on a second. And I almost got a sneeze here. But what I want to do is I want to move over to TPUSA because I knew it was a matter of time before it came out. And again, we're laying this to your candor. We're doing nothing more and nothing else. Nothing short of just laying it out there for you to decide as the who's responsible for this. Let me ask you that question, friends. Who's confused? Who's creating all this confusion? Who's lying to you again? Who's responsible for the crimes that we're being told? Or the assassination that played out allegedly on September 10th, finding all these holes and all these lies being perpetrated from them that are supposed to actually deal with the criminals. They're the ones responsible for committing the crimes by concealing the information that should be revealed unto us. Isn't that right? Where's all this domestic insurrection coming from, friends? All of it from the halls of government, working hand in glove with the corrupt media. That's where it's all coming from. So when you deal with corruption in the media because they don't have a right to lie or defame or to propagandize the people, neither does the government, your said representatives, they swore to uphold the law, not to tear it down. When the people deal with those two outfits, media, mainstream media, and all their criminal outlets, because that's what they are, along with the corruption in the halls of government, it's all going to go away. And to prove that, I'm going to go back to the TPUSA topic, and I'm going to bring forth a whistleblower from the inside out telling you what we've always said. Now, one of the things I think it's important for everybody to check, and you can check it, especially if you've been watching me or Tim, or if you've been listening to us for some time, because we've been on the radio for about 25 years, I have. And one of the things that I realized today is, you know what? I never really changed my position. Anybody ever notice that? I'm not like shifting back and forth from this topic to this topic in agreement with it, and then I change my mind and I go over here. I'm not saying I haven't made mistakes, but what I am saying, isn't it interesting, though, overall, the narrative from this ministry has always been the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution to bring about the result that everybody claims that they want. But yet, you look at all these said talking heads today, they're changing their minds constantly. That's, again, designed to confuse the American people that listen to them. That's all by design, okay? So let's go back to TPUSA and just put it to the people from the inside out, because that's where I always like to go anyways. I don't ever want to give information. I don't want to disperse information, promulgate or broadcast information from hearsay. I don't like it. I never have liked it, okay? I always want it from the source. So with this, again, I'm just going to lay this to your candor. You can go ahead and decide. So you understand the information that we've dropped on you without assumption, not forming your opinions for you concerning the Charlie Kirk assassination that was allegedly, took place on September 10th. I want to go to one of the insiders so they can tell you exactly what we've been trying to tell you for the last, 4 weeks now. Check this out.
Kirk came in as leader. I don't even know how to...
He's talking about Erica Kirk first coming in as the leader.
Explain it. The vibe just... shifted.
The vibe shifted.
Instantly. She walks into a room and everyone goes quiet. It's not that she's mean or anything. It's more like she's studying you. You can feel it. And then she starts bringing in all these new people. Total unknowns. no social media, no LinkedIn, no nothing. It's like they just appeared. Everyone in the
So what he's saying here, this insider from TPUSA, who they have changed the voice, they put it through channels, and Gates is what they call him, and he's got a mask on, but he's trying to get the information out to the American people that what's going on under Erica Kirk has been very weird. She's gotten rid of people, and she's brought in a whole bunch of new people that nobody knows of, okay? And he'll also, in just a moment here, highlight the fact that Erica Kirk's mother has ties to the Israeli defense forces in the United States of America. So it's all going back to what we've been told 100,000 times. And this eyewitness is telling you just that from the inside of TPUSA.
The office is joking, well, half joking, that they're all spooks. And honestly, it fits. One guy even answered the phone once using some weird call sign, then laughed it off like, oh, that's what my buddies used to call me in college. Sure, dude. So people start digging around just to see who we're really working with, and it gets creepy fast. Her mom works for some Israeli defense firm, something to do with missile systems, like the Iron Dome level stuff. Her dad literally wrote the book about how to integrate private companies into the intelligence community. And Erica, she loves to brag about her connections. She'll say stuff in meetings like, if I want to know something about someone, I can have it by morning. Mossad doesn't sleep. Then she'll flash that megawatt smile like she's joking, but she's not. Everyone knows she's not. There was this one time after a fundraiser in DC, she's talking to this intern, right? And she goes, you sure you want to text that? I could find out who she's talking to in 3 minutes. He laughs, like he's trying to play it cool, but you could tell he was freaked out. We all were. Does she actually work for them? I mean, yeah, everyone thinks so. She's hinted at it herself. And now, the whole office feels wired. Slack channels are dead. People don't say what they're thinking anymore. Everyone's paranoid, like the walls are listening. Maybe they are.
So, folks, there you have it. Again, you got the insiders coming out, telling you what everybody can hear. You know what's interesting? Because people instinctively know the truth of a matter unless their conscience is completely seared. And in this case, everything that people have been put out there, and I'm not talking about, and by the way, I haven't seen any of this yet. I haven't seen these outlandish conspiracy theories, as they're called by the mainstream media. No, the only ones that are called conspiracy theories are the ones that are spot on and that are a threat to the narrative that the mainstream media intends to push on me and you. Okay? They're threatened by the truth. The truth that they're going to answer for when they take their last breath on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. But that's the game they want to play, not realizing that life is but a vapor. That's on them, right? They know what they're doing, and they lie. Why do they lie, some people want to ask? Because they know the truth. In other words, they're children of the devil. And I'm saying this for the very purpose, friends, that we already know the truth of the matter. It was like after JFK was assassinated, 81% of the people didn't believe the narrative. And isn't it interesting? All the eyewitnesses to the assassination from John being shot from the front, what did the cameras do? They took you behind John and they went to a lone building. And I think people have forgotten as well concerning the JFK assassination that they changed his travel route the very day that he landed in Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, 1963. And where they brought him through that hairpin turn, friends, everything about it was a big no-no. And also keep in mind, the Secret Service was in on it. The Warren Commission was in on it. That was the fox in the chicken coop with Alan Dulles and Gerald Ford and Nick. I mean, the list goes on. You go on with that, friends, and then you take it through every conspiracy that they have thrown on the American people. People have called it right away. And then the media gets in there and they try to distract you. They give you 20 different stories because they want to confuse you. That's the conspiracy. Folks, when it's legitimate, they don't have to do that. Only when it's a conspiracy do they have to do that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well. but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Oh, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys, thanks for the phone call, but we're going to stick to the topic today because I just wanted to throw that out there concerning that information with TPUSA and how people from the inside are starting to tell the world what's going on. And what's going on is what we have been telling you is going on. Everything about Erica Kirk and her connection with Donald Trump 3 years before they met, There was already a connection there. Also, the fact that she was an actress. She was also doing meeting videos. A lot of it is just very strange. When she was 17 years old, there's a video of her out doing her own commercial. She was working with the military out of the Pentagon in Romania. The Romanians were asking her to move her ministry because children were gone missing from her home. We know that her mother works for the Israeli defense. And so does her father. We know that, none other than, you know, Mr. Kirk himself, Charlie Kirk, his dad worked for Trump as well. So, folks, this is all interconnection. And I also want to remind everybody again, one more time, if you don't mind, okay? Here it is. He was a radio show host. I've done 3,000 events. Charlie Kirk did 150 events. I did 360 high schools in the country. He did 149 colleges. He was bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars from Jewish billionaires. And his narrative was to drive pro-Israel favoritism, Zionism, friends, okay? And we're talking about modern Israel, which is not the Israel of God. And he was also, and he said it right out of his mouth, friends, several times, both points that I'm making now, that his objective, even to the point of where he allegedly died there in Utah, he was throwing out 47 hats. His objective was to get young voters for Donald Trump. Okay, I'm just telling you what he said. I didn't say it. But I just want to let you know, friends, that everything about this is interconnected. And I was talking to somebody that works with TPUSA just the other day, and he goes, you know, no, not a lot of people even really knew who he was until after this alleged assassination went on. I said, I know. I didn't know a lot about him either, outside of the fact that I was trying to get him up on the show so I could confront him concerning this Zionism, which he allegedly was transitioning out of and going against them, and also the gay agenda that he was giving millions of dollars to. Just think about that. An 18-year-old kid coming out of nowhere, recruited from college. He takes all this money from all these Jewish billionaires. He does their biddings, and then all of a sudden he gets out there and people are trying to figure out where he came from. Now, folks, you know where he came from. He is a paid influencer just like the rest of them that you know of. And I brought that point up yesterday, which now I want to kind of segue into what we're going to be talking about today. But I want you to remember that William Colby, the head of the CIA, listen carefully. That's all I need to do is say this and say nothing more, because they're telling you exactly what I laboriously tell you, tediously, over and over and over again. People think, well, Bradley, why are you going after them? And why are you going after Candace? And why are you going after Alex? Because they're frauds. Just follow the money trail. That's all you got to find. Folks, I had to write a letter yesterday to Rumble legal team and ask them why it is that we're getting over 250,000 unique visitors on our show every single week. And I had to tell them in the process that this is a paid channel and what you're doing is illegal. Why are you suppressing our content? Do you understand? But if they want to pay a guy like Joe Rogan, who's about as confused as they can get, but people are entertained by Joey, not understand that he's a part of the plan too, but they, Rumble, what do? They give him $100 million, and before you know it, everybody knows who he is. And why is that? Because they didn't suppress or censor any of his content. When are you going to figure it out? If you know who they are, just like James O'Keefe yesterday, a CIA asset, if you know who they are, friends, they want you to know who they are. If they don't want you to know who they are, friends, those guys in the corner where they're pushing us right now, that's what we are. We're the guys they don't want you to hear from. You want to know why? And you can call it cocky, you can call it whatever you want, you can call it prideful, whatever you want, but the difference is I know that we're right. And why do I know we're right? Because the Lord is right. And that's what we hold to, and we hold to the Constitution. We're not out there throwing our opinions out there. We're not trying to divide the American people. We're trying to get the people to understand that they need to repent so we can come together under the umbrella of who we are as a people in Christianity, under Christ, in Him alone, like our forefathers established, right? My goodness, people, come on. Let's think about what's going on here. This is what I wanted to make reference to. William Colby, CIA director. It's up on screen right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. That's all you have to do is listen to what the devil said, because he's telling you the truth, right? But it's a distorted truth. He said the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. You guys all just seen Tucker Carlson busted lying about his affiliations with the CIA, him and his daddy. And he lied about it several times. And then he says, well, I try not to lie. Well, that's pretty significant, isn't it? I mean, due to the fact that you're worth $400 and $500 and $600 million, he's not serving the people, friends. And again, going back to TPUSA, going full circle, who are they putting up as speakers, friends, at TPUSA? A bunch of these dinosaurs, Glenn Beck, Megyn Kelly. What are they doing, friends? They're all driving the same government narrative that Charlie was allegedly transitioning against, friends. My goodness, these are the people that you listen to that have brought you to the position that you're in today. And again, Bradley didn't say it. I'm not trying to put out their light. Not at all. No, keep listening to them. If that's what's working for you, then keep going on with your bad self. But I'm telling you, friends, they're lying to you. And they all the well know that they're lying to you. And you know why they don't tell you the truth? Because they're afraid they might get cut off of their funding. They might get cut off from their sponsors. That's why they're there serving the sponsors by going along with the narrative that the sponsors are selling to the people. They're not standing against it. They're going with it. And they're trying to get people to go the same direction along with them. For example, that they're somehow the standard, right? And if they accept it, then just Americans, you have to accept it too. You know, we got to give a little and take a little. Let me ask you something, Americans. Is that what our soldiers did when fighting off the enemies in third world countries? Is that what they did? Did they just give a little and take a little? Or did they give everything to give us what we have today? That's all you have to do, is put it into perspective. No! Bradley, you're so staunch for the truth. Absolutely, I'm staunch for the truth. Because I am so sick and tired of seeing this country going backwards day by day by day by day. And the bad guys, what are they doing? They're incrementally growing and they're crushing the voice. They're crushing the people of this country when in fact they're supposed to be serving them. Is nobody offended by that? I mean, Christians, when our obedience is filled, we're supposed to take vengeance on all disobedience. And that's exactly what we're covering here right now. Now, let me go over to pick up, and I'll get to this because I think I can knock this down before the end of the show today. Yesterday, I'd highlighted none other than Richard Pryor on a billboard. And it also says on the billboard, Russell Simmons and Pamela Anderson and Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney, all those that have sold out, all of those that have bowed down and have worshipped the devil so they could have the world that he offers them. That's scripture. He said, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens while 4,000 babies a day are murdered. Do you understand? Yesterday was about how humans are the problem. And how they're trying to put animals as taking the precedent. We got to protect the animals, but we can slaughter the humans. That's communism. That's straight from the pits of hell. Well, what's interesting is when I show that, when I do my events, I also show a picture of little Samuel Alexander. His name is Samuel Armis. And he was a 21-week-old baby. That's less than 5 weeks. And the baby was still in the womb, and the mother and the father said, we want our baby to live. He had spinal bifida. His spine was off a little bit. So they did surgery and they cut open the mother's womb. And right when the doctor cut the womb open, you know what happened? Little Samuel in the womb grabbed the doctor's finger. You know, this is the one they call fetus in Latin, means small one. You know, it's funny when people talk about, you know, they're just fetuses, the kids say. Well, that's what they've been told. They've been lied to. Don't get mad at them for being lied to, friends. Tell them the truth. Love on them enough to tell them the truth. But I remember hearing a criminal, foreigner, sodomite, Barack Obama talking about, they're just fetuses. Well, what are you? What are you, man? You're a grown-up fetus. But go back to Samuel Alexander. When the doctor cut the womb open, little Sammy grabs the doctor's finger. For those that can see it on social media platforms, I would remind you that when this picture was taken, that the powers that are tolerated by the American people and these agencies, this person that took this photo, his life was threatened several times because they didn't want the world to see the baby grabbing the doctor's finger because it didn't go along with their lying criminal narrative. Okay? We're talking about human life here. Here, let me ask you something. If someone was to come into your house right now and knock on your door and you didn't answer and you had your family in the house and they started pounding on the door and if that didn't work, all of a sudden they started breaking into your house, would you defend your family? And if they were to grab your family member right in front of you and begin to dissect, hack the baby apart, or take a big hose filled with saline salt and drive it into one of your child's body parts to basically put it to death, what, would you just sit there and be all calm about it? Or would you be a little indignant about what's going on? Hey, friends, let me tell you something. We are our brother's keeper. No, you wouldn't just sit down and take it. Well, then let me ask you the question. Then why are you? Then why are you? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
I just heard somebody the other day say, I think it was yesterday, someone was complaining about how preachers are basically getting all caught up into politics. Let me tell you something. There's another form of ignorance being played out in the face, well, of themselves, the master deceivers, self. That's the greatest deceiver of all is self, friends. But politics is what? It's the science of government. What is science? It's the study of creation. Who established government in America? The institution of government. The Lord did. 1821, 1825 of Exodus. Hey, folks, everybody lives politics. And if a preacher is out there righting the wrongs, he is preaching the gospel. Yeah, he is. He's showing you the gospel. That's what he's doing. Because in a country such as ours, we should all be doing that. Don't separate them. I've always given you the analogy of, you know, there's a lot of people under the dictates of tyrants that they failed to deal with that are put behind barbed wire fences before they're assassinated that wish they would have partook with politics when they had time to partake with politics. The Lord put us on this earth to keep his commandments in righting the wrongs. That's what makes us the light that reproves the works of darkness, okay? I just want to make clear. Now, if you got somebody trying to tie the two tails together and say, this is what we got to do, and we got to get behind this politician, we got to drive it all the way through. Well, listen, only if the politician is doing that which is right will we stand behind him. But when the politician does that which is wrong, we principled people, we stand against him. Call it what you will. Call it what you may. In patriotism, when you look up the word patriot in Webster's 1828, it means to uphold dying laws. Men died establishing those laws. Christ came to magnify that laws. They're one and the same, friends, in part. And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man receives not the things of the spiritual because they're spiritually discerned. The Lord teaches us in the natural so that we might understand what he's teaching us in the spiritual. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. But patriotism means to stand by the country. To uphold the laws, the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. It doesn't mean to stand by the president and get caught up into this party system that our forefathers warned not to be a part of. Come on. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm admonishing the people to get busy. Okay, so for the sake of time, let's go back to this. I was just showing a picture of little Samuel Alexander, where the parents said yes to life, the doctor went inside, cut the womb open, and fixed his spine. They had surgery on his spine. They fixed him up. Well, in the meantime, what they didn't expect is little Sammy to put his hand out. It is beautiful, man. He's wonderfully he's created by the Lord wonderfully. And his little hand is grabbing the doctor's finger, and it's a famous picture in your government. And the alpha organizations wanted to go ahead and kill the person that took the picture. Because they don't want you. Folks, they hate life. I don't care what they hate. I'm going to defend life. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier, one of my boys. And I said to him, I said, you know, the older you get. And I said, this isn't a Bradley Dean word, honey, is that what I called him. And I said, but life becomes more precious. Because when you were younger, you thought you were invincible. And you're not. But you thought at one point, I did. I thought I was totally invincible. And then as you go on, you start to have a care for things that you didn't have a care for before. And you start looking at things very differently. And I'll tell you what, when you see blood and you see babies being slaughtered, that is the very innocence of life that we should all protect. You know, when you look at the sacrifices given in the Old Testament and the New Testament, friends, the very sight of blood, have you ever noticed a little kid, he sees blood? You know how he's okay, and then all of a sudden he sees he stubbed his toe, and all of a sudden he sees just a little blood? And what does he do? He looks up and he starts crying as loud as he can, looking for mom or dad. See, that was intended to be so. That blood was intended to be so by the Lord. Because that blood, what does it signify? It signifies life. The life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. So if there's life in the blood and we see it coming out, what we want to do is we want to preserve the life. We don't want that blood to rush out. Now, on the other hand, wicked men, like in the media, do you know that they have a slogan that when it bleeds, it leads? That's how sick they are. They have no care for life whatsoever. None. They care about ratings. They care about pleasing their sponsors. I care about pleasing my father in all things. And that's exactly why I stand up for the life of these little ones. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. I only have 7 minutes left. I'm sorry, 4 minutes left. Star and Tribune. There was a 17-year-old girl. She was a student at Tartan High School. She stabbed her baby, listen to this, in a laundromat. She stabbed her baby 135 times because she didn't want the baby in the laundry room. Okay? Do you know that Nicole was told by the same ones that promote fornication, which the Lord denounces, 1 Corinthians 6:9? The very ones that promote sexual promiscuity, like the Supreme Court, the networks, the movie theaters, I mean, the list goes on, music, it's all promoted, right? What happens is they go out, they're taught to do these things, then they go out there and they commit the act, and then they're impregnated, and then they're also told by the Supreme Court and the said president, every one of them, because they failed to stop it, every one of them has, they tell them it's okay to murder their baby. Oh, they do. I don't care if they do it inadvertently or not. Nonsense. If they're not standing against it, they're guilty of it, period. That includes all of us. But this girl, Nicole Beecroft, who stabbed her baby 135 times, do you know that when she got to the hospital, do you know that Nicole was told that that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off? Aren't those the same people that murder babies and dissect babies and sell their baby parts, their arms, their legs, their livers, their brains, their eyes, their ears, everything on the black market, and your Senate knows it? Yes. Do you see how it doesn't apply to them? They can promote it, and then when it happens, instead of taking responsibility and repenting before God for what they promoted, what do? They take this little girl and they throw her into jail for the rest of her life on your dime. Who's the responsible party? Who are the accomplices to this crime? Again, Nicole was just told that's all she had to do was take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet in some instances, more than not, a doctor could have been killed. That's what they call them. Have killed, murdered her child, and would have been paid to do it. I want to end with this. You know what gets me more than anything? And it should get you more than anything as well. I have in front of me right now a little picture of a baby that's been saline to death. That means government approved by the people, not by those that are pushing and sanctioning that which is illegal, but giving approval to the government to go ahead and have girls to go ahead and murder their babies because they make money off it. But what I have in front of me is a baby that's been saline to death. You can see the salt has entered the baby's body through and through. And he's in an open casket. And while he's in this open casket, he is laying there naked and folded up. And you know what I see the church doing, friends? The people that call them Christians, call themselves Christians. You know what I see them doing, people? I see them standing around the coffin praying for the dead baby. There's something wrong with you people. You sit there and pray for the Lord to do what he's commanded you to do. Do you know that the only appeasement before the Lord concerning murder is to take the responsible person that did or committed the act of murder in 35:33 of Numbers? You're supposed to take the person that murdered somebody else, and you're supposed to take that person and you are to deliver them up to the Lord. We used to do that in the 1900s. All the way up until the 1900s. It was not tolerated in this country. But you know what the church does? They sit around and they pray about it. They pray over the dead bodies as if to suggest they're not going to answer for that little man or that little woman that's been murdered by somebody that's making money by killing those little people. They ask the Lord to put a stop to this when the Lord told them to put a stop to it. Here's another thing for you. It's never been legalized. 80 million babies later, and it's never been legalized. But here's the church. They're praying about it. What an abomination. What a reproach you people have become before the living God. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The only thing that's going to appease the Lord is when the people that are responsible for murdering children are dealt with. I'm going to hold over for a moment here. Hey, folks on social media platforms, I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow. From 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Okay, friends on social media platforms, we're off the radio. You know, when I show kids, and I'm talking about high school students, when I show them pictures of this right here, life, do you know that when I show the kids that, they all of a sudden they start to water up? They start to cry. And then what I'll do is I'll show them, as I promote life, after I show them how in the minds of sick people that are tolerated in the halls of government, where they take precedent concerning animals over human beings, I spent the hour on that yesterday. And then I show them pictures like this, and then I show them the story of Nicole Breecroft and how she killed her baby 135 times. And then when you show the people what an abortion is, because they've taught the young people in schools and colleges that it's called infanticide, which is the same thing. That's all they've done is play semantics with the people. You know what they do when I show them what an abortion is? They get mad. Oh, by the way, they get mad with tears because they say to Bradley Dean, another reason we've been censored, they say to Bradley Dean, we didn't know that this was what it was. And you know what the next thing that comes out of their mouth is? Why did our parents allow this? Why did our parents allow the government to murder its own children? Do you not realize you've lost your soul back in 1973, Americans, when you tolerated this? Nobody profits from this more than the devil. This is Moloch. It is. No doubt about it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to add insult to injury because I'm going to bring you there. Okay. Did you know I got a coupon in front of me right now? And this is Orlando's Women's Center. Did you know that they're incentivizing young girls in high schools when they go to their counselors and they find out they're pregnant? Did you know that in many cases, the counselors will give them coupons for $50 off an abortion in Orlando, Florida? They're incentivizing the kids. Now, I want you to listen to this because I'm going to play a short video and then we're going to be done, okay? Margaret Sanger, who is a devil straight from hell. It's amazing to me how people know who she is and what she's responsible for advocating for, and how it is somehow or another, again, how we have what they called Planned Parenthoods all over America, which, by the way, if you see where they're placed, they're always placed in what? They're placed in the ghetto. Anybody pay attention to that? You see how they zero in on them? They zero in on the oppressed. And then they tell you, listen, it's a free procedure. If you get pregnant, don't worry about it. Just come in here. The government will take care of that. Well, who's paying the government to take care of that? Did you know, Americans, that your federal government is giving the money to Planned Parenthood to murder babies? Do you know where they're getting that money from? Just want to ask you, for those that are willing to take responsibility like me, you know where they're getting that money from? Me and you. Did you give them approval? Did you delegate that authority to them? Absolutely not. Just like 99% of the other things they do, friends. They don't have a right to do what they're doing, but they're doing it because it's tolerated. Okay? I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to play a video. Margaret Sanger, this witch, she said this in Women and the New Race, Eugenics Published Co., 1920-1923. So Americans have known of this devil for a long time, okay? She said, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. I'm going to play that video for you. Just wait a second. She said on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, she said, human weeds, the reckless breeders spawning human beings who should have never been born, said this witch. Okay, she's also known for speaking at KKK meetings. Okay, She goes on and says, on the extermination of the blacks, she said, we do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Wow. She said, it's the minister's work that's so important, and he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goals that we hope to reach. Guess who that was, friends? Do you know who voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb in 140 days of his incumbency as a senator? A guy that comes out of nowhere, literally, a foreigner, a sodomite, and a treasonous individual to his country, his people, his God, Barack Obama. Nobody voted for it more than Barack Obama. Matter of fact, he wanted to make sure he voted twice too as well to make sure that the baby didn't have a chance to get out of the womb. He wanted to make sure that there would be another, as they call them, doctors to make sure that they could snuff out the baby if it got out alive. This is what people are tolerating. Donald Trump has added over $600 million more to the abortion pot than Barack Obama. Here, I know some people just, they got a problem with that because of their idolatry, and I really don't care. I just want you to see it for yourself, and then you can be mad at what you tolerate rather than being mad at Bradley Dean, okay? Because that is the whole purpose I'm here. And I am not going to play the traitor to my God, and I'm not going to play the traitor to the little people that are in the womb that are hoping for an opportunity to get out and make a difference in this world. I'm not going to do that. Okay? I'm looking for it right now. Okay, here it is. This is the Washington Times. This wasn't done in a corner. Planned Parenthood, right, reports increase in government funding. Wow. Who was in office during that time? Well, that was none other than Mr. I'm the most pro-life president ever in the history of mankind. That's who that is. I also noticed that it used to be on CNS News as well how the said Republicans were angry with Donald Trump when he got into office and how he turned on his promises to basically put an end to abortion. But I noticed that CNS News somehow or another lost track of that important article. Okay? But we have others out there that are willing again to tell the people what it is that they need to hear. And I'm not being facetious. If anything, I'm angry with the people that keep allowing to play the stooge and the fools in the face of the American people. We have W. Smith here in Medium. Was Donald Trump the most pro-life president ever? No, he wasn't. Just the exact opposite. The whole article highlights the fact that Donald Trump did the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do, just like so many other issues. I think it's pretty safe to say that people are catching on to Trump now. A lot of people are finally catching up to Donald Trump. After that, just like the Americans always do, right? Those that keep their heads stuck in the sand until they have to pull it out and face reality, they wait for the worst thing to come, and then they begin to pay attention to guys like me after the fact. Let me play this video from Margaret Sanger, and we are going to be done. And then tomorrow I have you from 1 to 3. Again, here is this witch, Margaret Sanger, telling you everything I just told you she said.
The greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things, just mocked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
Isn't that something? Apparently, she thought she was the judge, the juror, and the executioner. And somehow or another, those in the halls of government followed this devil's lead. I was making a point, 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Do you know that the Lord said he wouldn't pardon to Josiah that did all that pleased the Lord? Do you know that the Lord said this one thing I will not pardon is the shedding of innocent blood? You can pray all that you want to, Americans. There's going to be a just recompense. If anything moves you to action and repentance, it should be this one thing, because it is absolute. There's no curve on this one, people. There's no way out of this one. There's going to be just recompense for every drop of innocent blood that has been shed in this land. There will be just recompense from heaven. Think about that one. Also want to let you guys know on my Friday friends, tomorrow I have you from 1 to 3. Also, church Sundays from 9 a.m. till whenever we're done. That's growing exponentially. I'm happy to see that. But what we're going to be talking about is some serious things, digging into the Word of God, and I invite all of you to be there. Also wanted to let you know that there's a brand new website up if you haven't checked it out yet, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's got a facelift. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out those articles, friends. Also, go to the store and the schedule. And if you order anything today, friends, the orders go out tomorrow morning. And you will have your orders within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. We love you by what we do in all sincerity. In all sincerity. 1 John 3:18. And I hope our actions prove just that, because actions speak a lot louder than words today, my friends. See ya.